With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. That's what we just sang together. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. You know, sometimes at the end of a movie, the plot leaves just enough unresolved to keep the door open for a sequel. There's usually a small hint of something to come. Star Wars, Batman, good examples. Well, it seems a little bit of a disservice to add the book of Genesis to that list, a divinely inspired book beside fictional, sensational movie empires. But what Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, has in common with a movie ending that leaves you hanging is the sense that there's something more to the story. Well, we heard Genesis 3:15 this evening when God is speaking to the serpent who has just tricked Adam and Eve into disobeying God and eating the forbidden fruit. God says to the serpent, Genesis 3:15, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." There seems to be the promise of something more to come. It's not the Phantom Menace or the Dark Knight, but seems to be a victor over the serpent. In fact, for centuries, this verse has been referred to as the Proto-Evangelium. Proto meaning first, like a prototype, and Evangelium meaning gospel. The Proto-Evangelium, the first gospel. Even though it's in Genesis 3:15, written hundreds of years before Jesus would even come. The Proto-Evangelium, the first announcement of the fullness of redemption. In this first gospel, the fathers and doctors of the church have said throughout the centuries that the woman that is mentioned is not just Eve, but is in fact a reference to Mary, which is why she has come to be known as the new Eve. And if that's the case, then her offspring is her son, who is Jesus. So let's go back and hear that verse one more time then. "I will put enmity between you and the woman," he says to the serpent, "and between your offspring and hers." What's the offspring of the serpent? The works of the devil that are present in all parts of life. Between your offspring and hers. And what's her offspring? Our Redeemer. And Genesis 3:15 concludes by saying, "He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel." Maybe you've seen statues of Mary. I think there's one even at Sacred Heart, where underneath Mary's feet is a serpent crushed by her feet. That's a reference to Genesis 3:15, the Proto-Evangelium, where the offspring of Satan, that is sin in the world, is being crushed by Mary and her offspring, which is Jesus. And so just moments after the serpent tricked Adam and Eve into committing the first sin, we got the first promise of a Redeemer. Yes, the serpent was banished to crawl on his belly, but that was only the beginning. With the Lord there is mercy and the fullness of redemption.